The object of his love, or the object of his affection, is sinful humanity. This is the grace of God. This is the essence of the gospel. This is where God's heart was broken, and he was compelled by love, not for perfect people who have it all together. In fact, it says that he demonstrated his love for us that while we were still sinners, sinners separate from God, alienated in our wicked ways. In fact, the Bible describes sinful people as enemies of God. So the object of God's affection, the object of this inconceivable love, is you and me. The world around us, the object of his love is the prostitute in the city. He's the drug dealer. He is the extortioner. He is the object of his love is your least favorite politician. His object is broken humanity. In fact, we know the famous scripture, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." In that passage of scripture, when it speaks of the world, it's not saying God loves the trees. It's not talking about God loves the animals. It's not talking about God loves the oceans. It's talking about God loves the totality of mankind, past and present, who is alienated, separate, and sinful, enemies of God. This is the object of his affection. This is so important that we realize, because there are many people that say, we can't say that God loves people. But my Bible tells me that he loves everybody. In fact, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that whosoever," which speaks of anybody in any area doing anything, whoever believes. This is his grace personified. God's great love was so passionate that he gave his son to reach sinful, broken people, which is you and it's me. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man," speaking of Adam, "and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all have sinned." This is important because there are people who cannot acknowledge their own sinful ways. They can acknowledge their sinful state, but the Bible tells us that because Adam sinned and death reigned through sin, then death reigns because all have sinned. The reason that this is important is because if you cannot acknowledge your sin and your need for a savior, then you'll never receive this gift that God is giving us because of his great love. In Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Why am I harping on this point? Because we need to understand that God's broken heart is for a sinful, broken humanity, which once was you and once was me. And his great love was poured out on his object of affection, of his object of love. You and I and the fallen world around us are the very thing that God loves unconditionally. There's nothing we can do, there's nothing that we have done that can change the way he feels about me. There's nothing that you can do or say or that changes the way that God loves you, because he changes not, and his great love was showing that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You are the object of his affection. You are the object of his great, unconditional love. It's an indiscriminate love, which means it doesn't pick and choose. His love is broadly and intimately for each person who lives in God's great creation.